Welcome. I'm Julie Bacon, and you're listening to the Mindset Coaching for Handlers podcast, a podcast for dog handlers who are on a mission to achieve big goals. Here I share lessons, insights, personal stories, and tools you can apply during your next show, trial, or test to help you strengthen your mental game and hopefully cue more consistently. Be sure to check out the show notes where you'll find details about the episodes, plus important links, including the link to the Dogged Planner and Workbook created just for handlers on a mission. So if you're ready to improve your competitive mindset, get out of your own way, and connect with your dog like never before, then it's time to get comfy, bring an open mind, and work your mindset. Hey there, welcome back to the podcast. All right, this week I'm picking up a thread that I've been talking to several of my coaching clients about, and that is this concept of investing in the future, okay? And stick with me as I unpack this for a minute, because a lot of nerves, a lot of the reason people are nervous to walk into the ring, at least lately, it seems like the trend, is because they are obviously worried about their result, right? They know that they shouldn't be thinking about the outcome, but they are. They're thinking about like how it's going to work out. They're thinking about the end goal, right? They really want the cue or the title or the whatever. We've been there, okay? We've all been there. And it's important as a reminder just to realize that a lot of the times, if you are nervous, you know, you might be that person, right? You might be thinking about the outcome, or you're worried about failing, and failing in your mind might be not cueing or making a mistake in front of others or something, right? Because we're afraid to fail, right? Or afraid to fail in public. We're okay with failing by ourselves in the privacy of our own backyards, but failing in public is kind of something else, right? So a lot of times our nerves are coming from that spot. And one of the things I always tell people is, you know, if you find that your nerves are coming from this kind of outcome-based thinking, that one of the things to do is, of course, focus on the process and focus on what you need to work on or what you need to execute on. Because the truth is if we don't execute our plan, we're not going to put ourselves, the way I always say it, we'll put ourselves in a position to hopefully cue. Right? And I say hopefully because we can do everything right. And, you know, there's a judge in the ring that has to make a call on something, right? Or, you know, give us certain points or call a contact in agility or, you know, tally up the points in obedience or what have you. And so we need to focus on the process. We need to focus on the things that we need to do and let the rest of it take care of itself. Of course, easier said than done. I get it. That's what so much of this podcast is about, right? Is helping us all really frame that line of thinking and focus on the process, focus on being in the present, getting into flow, and being in that place where we can make things happen and connect with our dogs and really, you know, execute our plan, basically perform to the level that we know that we are capable of performing, right? That's what it's all about. And that means taking our minds off of the outcome. So that's a great reminder, first of all. If you haven't heard me say all that before, that is a great reminder, because sometimes nerves can be settled by just, you know, getting your mind off of the outcome and onto the process or onto your dogs or some of the other distraction kind of things that I've brought up in the past, right? Well, some of my clients this week are, it's not that they are that concerned about the outcome, but they have like either younger dogs or dogs that are new to a certain sport, or maybe they've been around for forever, but not forever, but they maybe have been around the block a few times, but they're going to a new place or some sort of national or some sort of big event that is new to them. Okay. And this is coming up with people who have younger dogs, not necessarily puppies, but younger dogs who are ready to compete, but maybe not quite ready, right? Or maybe they just don't have the miles on them. They don't have the experience. They just haven't put in kind of all those hours to be that seasoned competitor at your side. Okay. So the thing that I have been really talking a lot about lately is reframing when a younger dog walks into the ring, in terms of not worrying about, yes, their process and their goal, their what you want to work on, of course, but thinking of every time you walk into the ring with that dog as an investment in their future, an investment in their, the long haul, right? The long tail of it, if you will, pun intended, I suppose. And what I mean by that is, if you are taking a 3-year-old in the ring, maybe they, you know, depending on the ring, et cetera, but they may not, they don't have the experience of your 6-year-old or your 7-year-old, right? And so what you need to think about is, well, I'm putting miles experience on this dog today so that next year, 2 years from now, this dog is really confident and secure and knowledgeable, really has the skills down, can perform in all kinds of environments, you know? One example that came up this week for my clients is they were going to take this dog or thinking about taking a dog to like a bigger event. And so it would, but they were like, but this dog has like, in a sense, she was kind of thinking, she was like, this dog has no business being there. You know, they're not ready. They're not, quote, ready for this big event. And we can unpack what ready means, right? So ready could mean, in her mind, it was ready to do well. It was ready to cue. It was ready to kind of not embarrass either one of them, right? And ready can mean a lot of different things, right? And for most of the time, I think clients mean, well, they're not ready, which means ready to cue. Ready to pass the test, ready to do whatever. They think they're not there yet. And on one hand, I love hearing that because I love hearing the acknowledgement from the handler that you're taking a dog into the ring that isn't, that isn't probably going to cue. Okay. And the reason I like the acknowledgement is it helps relieve the pressure because you're looking at the dog and you're like, hey, we both know today might not be our day. So we're doing this for experience or we're doing this for the process goals. We're doing this for, you know, just get the miles on, et cetera. But at the same time, the handler's not taking into account the investment that is being made in that dog's future. Right. I know I don't talk a lot about training on this podcast or some other really great podcasts that do a great job of that. But I think from a mindset standpoint, a really important way to think about this is investing in that dog's future is the way that I say it, which always sounds like you're putting together a college fund for later, I guess. I don't know why it sounds like that to me. But if you think about investing, that every experience you give to that dog is an investment in that dog's future, then you start to look at it through, I think, a different lens. So that person who wants to take their dog to an invitational or an open or, you know, some national event, yeah, that dog might not be ready, but how cool is that to take your dog to a national event or a big event or, you know, a kind of a 3-ring event where everything's really busy and crazy and give that dog that exposure so that when that dog, quote, is ready to perform in that environment or has better skills or has more miles and so is more consistent, which I always think that people mean, is more consistent, when that dog comes back, they've been like, oh, been here, done that before. Like these big environments are no big deal because I've already had that experience. This is the dog talking now. The dog saying, I've already had that experience. I already know how to do this. I already know how to perform in this environment. This is familiar. Instead of the first time you go to this environment is, you know, the dog's 7 years old, and I'm exaggerating, of course, but the dog's 7 years old and you're going to try to make finals. And the dog's like, hey, wait, I've never been in an environment this big, this loud, this chaotic, this noisy, this whatever. And so they're trying to process a lot of things. And again, just an example, okay? But I think that looking through this lens of doing things for the future and kind of can shift your perspective and what you then do with the dog. So one of the people I talked to this week, she was on the fence of whether or not to enter this competition because her dog wasn't, quote, ready, right? Wasn't ready to be consistent, wasn't ready to maybe cue. She was worried that they, you know, would fail in public, you know, in front of big names and big people and things like that. And I think by the end of the call, we decided that actually it would be a great experience for her, for the dog, and a great investment in that dog's future. And that if she could go with that that perception in her mind, that kind of mantra almost in her mind, that she was doing this as an investment, that it really took the pressure off, right, of the dog's performance. It took the pressure off the fact that she felt like she needed to cue or needed to do well at this environment. And instead, it also gave her something to say when people are like, oh, I can't believe you're here with that young dog or whatever. She could say, you know what? I'm looking at it as an investment in this dog's future, because next time we're here, we're going to be ready to really be consistent and perform, right? So another person in a similar situation, completely different type of event, completely different sport, was thinking about that too. And again, we decided that, like, great, then go, and your job is to give this dog a really great experience in the ring, so that 2 years from now or a year from now, when that dog remembers being not just even at this place, but in this type of venue, in this type of ring, doing this kind of thing away from home, the dog is like, yeah, no big deal. I've been here, done that before. Now I can just focus on the tasks, right? I can just focus on execution. Again, the dog talking. Okay. So I think that that is a really interesting way, or a really powerful shift that we can make when we think about our young dogs. And it also works for younger dogs, like puppies, or, you know, dogs that you're training but you want to give different exposure to. And I'm going to talk more about that when I come back. Quick question. Do you ever wish you had more mindset help? Well, the Q membership was created just for that reason. Every month we pick a topic, and then we have 4 lessons, which are kind of like these podcasts, that we dive deeper into. And so if you are ready for more, you're ready for more mindset work, think about joining the Q membership. Annual members get a free coaching session, but you can also choose the monthly option as well. Go to theqcoach.com to learn more. Let's get back to the episode. Okay, so as many of you know, I have a young dog, a puppy. She's a puppy. She's just turned 9 months old. And what was interesting about my, like, how I've been approaching her, because I was in an environment in this last fall where I didn't have access to my usual group classes that I have taken with every other dog I've ever had. And so I was like, oh, you know, I was kind of feeling really out of sorts. Like, I really needed someone to, like, walk me through the stages with this dog. And what I decided instead was that I wanted to think about, and the phrase I came up with, it was installing behaviors or installing experiences. And I have my marketing background in high tech software kind of stuff. So I guess that's kind of what I was thinking in terms of, like, along those lines when I mean installing, which I was thinking of her as like a little baby computer. And I just wanted to install, you know, certain programs in her, which really meant giving her exposure to certain things. And in this case, certain things in the fall before winter, because one of them, for instance, was water. I love to have my dogs play in the water, and my dogs so far have really loved the water. And I knew that it was kind of important to get her in the water, you know, when they were younger. And because she's a Bernese Mountain Dog, we're not talking about a lab here. We're talking about dogs that sometimes don't love the water. And it was important to me. So one of the things I wanted to, quote, install or expose her to was I wanted her to get in the water at least a couple times before winter. So I did that. All right. And again, I wasn't trying to train her in water sports, right? I wasn't trying to get her to fetch. I wasn't trying to get her to swim perfectly. I wasn't trying to teach any of those things. I wasn't looking at it through that lens. The lens I was looking at it was instead like exposure and for the long term. Because if I could put this little kind of chip in her and just say, hey, you've done this, you've seen this, this is familiar to you. When we come back to this in the spring, it won't be the first time, you know, you will have remembered this, what have you. And again, for the future. And I did that with Barn Hunt and exposing her to rats. And, you know, and I did that with a couple other things like her cart for, you know, drafting, carting. And I just had this really different perspective of, like, I'm not going to try to train all of these behaviors. I just want to expose her, because I'm making these little investments, small investments in her distant future, right? Because I know that I'm going to want to do these different sports with her. So why not show her these environments? And I feel the same way when I take her to, I had an opportunity to take her to an agility trial when she was a baby. And I was like, yep, this is what's going to be your life. And great. She walked around, she got to see that, you know? And so I think too, if we think about not just our young dogs, not just our puppies, but anytime we want to venture into, I'm going to say new territory, and new territory could be like, hey, I want to try to qualify for the Invitational this year or next year, or I want to try out for a world team or something. So I want to go myself or bring my dog or what have you and go ahead and do it, because when it's time to really focus on the performance, I don't want to have to focus on the environment or the experience. I want my dog to already have that. So it's just another perspective, another way to look at it. And the reason I bring it up in here, again, not as a dog training thing. There are better dog trainers to go listen to than me, than I am. But in terms of a mindset approach and in terms of taking the pressure off of us, making ourselves less nervous than we might be when we are taking a green dog or a new to this particular sport dog into the ring for the first time, think about how you, this is an investment in the long term. This is investment in the future. And the future might be a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. But you are thinking about, I don't have to be great today. I don't have to cue today. I don't have to focus on the outcome or even worry about the outcome, because the process goal, or maybe even my overall intention for the weekend, is really to just give this dog good experiences, exposure, maybe, you know, exposure to big environments, and myself exposure, and us as a team together figuring out how to navigate this and learning, you know, what my dog likes or dislikes about this environment, for instance, right? So again, if we go to these events with those kinds of things, I think it diffuses our nerves, right? It diffuses the pressure. It realizes that, like, because on one hand, you know that, like, this dog isn't, quote, ready. This dog isn't ready to be, or this dog isn't consistent enough for what I'm asking them to do, or that, you know, they're probably going to fail, or maybe they're going to fail, or an NQ, or whatever it is. But you still get nervous because there's other people there, or you maybe there, you perceive that other people are going to care that your dog isn't as ready, you know, as they should be, or like just all this other stuff that makes us nervous, right? That gets in our heads and makes us nervous. And it does not serve our dogs, young or old, for us to be nervous about other people when we walk in the ring. They need us to be connected with them, right? They need us to be fully present, grounded, you know, feeling the ground in our toes and our shoes, you know, kind of thing, really being there for them and being the handler they need in that environment. And for some dogs, for maybe young dogs or dogs new to a certain sport, what they need us to be is supportive and make investments in the experience for the long haul, right? For the long game, if you will, right? So if you are in that boat, if you are someone who is getting nervous or getting all bunched up, you know, because you're going to a new event or taking a young dog to an event and you want them to be spectacular, of course, but you kind of know they're maybe not ready, but it's still making you nervous and angsty, and you don't even know if you're, all the things, right? All the things, all the places our head, our brains go, our thoughts go in all these different directions. Stop yourself and think about, well, what if I was looking at this as an investment in my dog's future or an investment in our future as a team? What kinds of choices would I make? Right? Would I go find other events? Would I go find different things? Would I make sure that I exposed my dog to water or did something different? Like, what does it change in you if you are thinking like, hey, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now, this is what I want my dog to do. What kind of investments am I making today? Right? So again, it crosses that line a little bit into training. But I think when you get ready to walk into the ring with that dog, you think about, okay, this is just an investment, you know, and that same puppy for me, I took her to my national this year with no expectations. Like I literally, it was kind of fun because I walked into every ring with her thinking literally, this is an investment in the future. I have no expectation. I don't know what she's going to do today, tomorrow, whatever. I don't know what's going to happen. What I do know is I need her to be in this environment, get used to this environment. We were at Purina. If you've ever been there, you know, it's a big, loud building, lots going on. I just want to install these experiences in her. So it was kind of fun because actually it was very fun because I really, every time I walked in the ring, that was my intention. My intention was I am investing in her future. I'm not investing for this week. Whatever happens, happens. I'm investing in her future. So the beauty of it, I wasn't nervous because I had no expectation. And I knew that no matter what happened, we kind of couldn't fail because it all was an investment in her future, right? And as a result, you know, the added bonus, I wasn't nervous. So she wasn't nervous. So she was like, oh, whatever. Like, this is fine. I'm just hanging out. Right? Whereas with my other dog, with Moxie, yeah, definitely there were times I was like, ooh, I kind of want this, you know, and you can feel that outcome goal creeping in. And you're like, oh, I kind of want something to happen, et cetera, right? And for those of you who've been long on the Moxie story, she got her weaves at Purina. So just FYI, completely unrelated to anything I've just said in this podcast. But if you're following along, yay us. So anyway, think about that. Like, think about the next time you're nervous, or think about the next time you're not sure if you should take a dog into a certain ring or do something with them. Think about what is the investment that you're making for both of you for the long game. All right. And then, and think about how you've done that. Maybe, you know, accidentally almost, you know, with other dogs in the past and how that's really worked out for you and how you can do more of that. And also how it makes you feel and how it really does help to reduce our nerves and our expectations and get our focus back on the process and away from the outcome. Okay? Food for thought for this week. Give it a think. All right? In the meantime, whatever you're doing this week, I hope you have a fantastic time with your dogs. Thanks so much for listening to the Mindset Coaching for Handlers podcast with me, Julie Bacon. I am so grateful for your precious time. Check out my Dogged Planner workbook and journal available on Amazon. Just search for Dogged Planner. I also offer monthly membership that's perfect for ongoing support of your awesome goals. Check out theqcoach.com for details, or just stop by and check out all the ways you can work on your mindset. And be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at theqcoach and let me know how it's going. Finally, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. This helps us podcasters tremendously. Plus, I know I get my best podcast recommendations from friends. Thanks, and have a great week with your dogs.